Can't find a playlist for your unique taste? With two different mobile apps, TD Ameritrade makes sure that doesn't happen when you invest. Check out TD Ameritrade Mobile and thinkorswim Mobile to find the app that's right for you. Member SIPC.
At Root, good drivers save up to 52% on car insurance. That's because we care most about what really matters, your driving. Not your age, not your job, not your zip code. It's how you actually drive that matters most to us. And it's the number one factor that determines your price. That's how good drivers can save up to 52%. Switch to Root today and see how much you could save. Disclaimers may apply. See joinroot.com for details. We're all different, and that means we each drive differently. That's why Root Insurance is all about you, your braking, your turning, how much you drive, or how little. Everything you're doing behind the wheel to make the road a safer place for all of us. Root focuses on what really matters, your driving. In fact, that's the number one factor we use to give you a better price. You, that's what matters. Download the Root app today. Disclaimers may apply. See joinroot.com for details. What if your driving was the main factor that determined your car insurance rate? Not where you live or what you look like, not whether you got a degree or not, or what you do for a living, just your driving. Well, we thought it was time to do just that, which is why we built Root Insurance, the first insurance company that bases rates primarily on how you drive, not who you are. Unlike other traditional car insurance companies who rely solely on demographics, Root uses the technology in your smartphone to give you a rate based primarily on how you actually drive, which means good drivers could save hundreds. We care about the things that matter most when it comes to evaluating good drivers: braking, turning, what time of day you drive, and whether you're distracted or not. Here's how it works. Just download the Root app, get on the road. We'll learn your driving behaviors for a few weeks and then give you a quote based primarily on your driving. That's it. Root, we're all about you and how you drive. Disclaimers may apply. See joinroot.com for details.
You're a small business. You work hard, but you don't have a huge marketing budget, and you're always looking for new ways to find customers. Have you ever thought about audio? You're listening to an ad right now, aren't you? Introducing AudioGo, a new online platform that lets you run ads on the top podcast and digital radio stations. Don't have a radio ad? We'll make one for you. Sign up for free today at audiogo.com. AudioGo, audio advertising made simple.
There's something new from Kind in the refrigerated aisle. New Kind Nut Butter Bars, made with nut butter as the number one ingredient. Chilled for a deliciously chewy texture that will melt in your mouth. Each bar contains 12 to 14 grams of protein and comes in four flavors. Find them in the refrigerated aisle today.
You're a small business. You work hard, but you don't have a huge marketing budget, and you're always looking for new ways to find customers. Have you ever thought about audio? You're listening to an ad right now, aren't you? Introducing AudioGo, a new online platform that lets you run ads on the top podcast and digital radio stations. Don't have a radio ad? We'll make one for you. Sign up for free today at audiogo.com. AudioGo, audio advertising made simple.
Hello, everybody. I'm Ed Robinson, and welcome to another exciting edition of The Robinson Show. On the program, I have David Harrison. He is the co-host of the Locked On Bucks podcast and writer for Bucks Nation, which is SB Nation's blog dedicated to Tampa Bay Buccaneers content. On the program, Dave and I will recap the Bucks win over the New York Giants. We preview the Sunday night matchup with the New Orleans Saints and so much more. David is coming up after the break. Stay tuned. You're listening to The Robinson Show.
What if your driving was the main factor that determined your car insurance rate? Not where you live or what you look like, not whether you got a degree or not, or what you do for a living, just your driving. Well, we thought it was time to do just that, which is why we built Root Insurance, the first insurance company that bases rates primarily on how you drive, not who you are. Unlike other traditional car insurance companies who rely solely on demographics, Root uses the technology in your smartphone to give you a rate based primarily on how you actually drive, which means good drivers could save hundreds. We care about the things that matter most when it comes to evaluating good drivers: braking, turning, what time of day you drive, and whether you're distracted or not. Here's how it works. Just download the Root app, get on the road. We'll learn your driving behaviors for a few weeks and then give you a quote based primarily on your driving. That's it. Root, we're all about you and how you drive. Disclaimers may apply. See joinroot.com for details.
CVS is your one-stop shop for immunity support and more. This week, select Mucinex and Delsym cold relief products are $15.99. Visit CVS or CVS.com today. Restrictions apply. See CVS.com/weeklyad for details.
We're all different, and that means we each drive differently. That's why Root Insurance is all about you, your braking, your turning, how much you drive, or how little. Everything you're doing behind the wheel to make the road a safer place for all of us. Root focuses on what really matters, your driving. In fact, that's the number one factor we use to give you a better price. You, that's what matters. Download the Root app today. Disclaimers may apply. See joinroot.com for details.
You're a small business. You work hard, but you don't have a huge marketing budget, and you're always looking for new ways to find customers. Have you ever thought about audio? You're listening to an ad right now, aren't you? Introducing AudioGo, a new online platform that lets you run ads on the top podcast and digital radio stations. Don't have a radio ad? We'll make one for you. Sign up for free today at audiogo.com. AudioGo, audio advertising made simple.
145 over 92.
180 over 111.
182 over 100. And I had a heart attack and a cardiac arrest and then a stroke.
This is what high blood pressure looks like. You might not feel its symptoms, but the results from a heart attack or stroke are far from invisible or silent.
My memory is shot.
When I woke up, I couldn't speak.
I can't button up a shirt. I can't run.
I've had to learn to swallow again.
That's the only movements that I have. And I'm 33, so I never see this coming.
If I would have followed a treatment plan, I would not be in this situation.
Had I done this, had I done that,
hell, I messed up.
Get back on your plan or talk with your doctor to create an exercise, diet, and medication plan that works for you. Go to loweryourhbp.org.
Head to toe, everything's changed. Head to toe.
Picture your return to the mountains you love. Skiing and riding Vail's legendary backbowls. Whistler Blackcomb's inspiring high alpine terrain. The vibrant energy of Breck's mountain town. And losing yourself in Park City's endless exploration. No matter which mountain you call home, with Epic Pass, all of our world-class resorts are yours to explore. Incredible value from one day to every day. Get inspired at epicpass.com.
At Root, good drivers save up to 52% on car insurance. That's because we care most about what really matters, your driving. Not your age, not your job, not your zip code. It's how you actually drive that matters most to us. And it's the number one factor that determines your price. That's how good drivers can save up to 52%. Switch to Root today and see how much you could save. Disclaimers may apply. See joinroot.com for details. What if your driving was the main factor that determined your car insurance rate? Not where you live or what you look like. Not whether you got a degree or not. Or what you do for a living. Just your driving. Well, we thought it was time to do just that. Which is why we built Root Insurance. The first insurance company that bases rates primarily on how you drive, not who you are. Unlike other traditional car insurance companies who rely solely on demographics, Root uses the technology in your smartphone to give you a rate based primarily on how you actually drive, which means good drivers could save hundreds. We care about the things that matter most when it comes to evaluating good drivers. Braking, turning, what time of day you drive, and whether you're distracted or not. Here's how it works. Just download the Root app, get on the road. We'll learn your driving behaviors for a few weeks and then give you a quote based primarily on your driving. That's it. Root, we're all about you and how you drive. Disclaimers may apply. See joinroot.com for details. How's your driving? Like right now? Are you the one texting, putting makeup on, eating a chicken wrap, merging without a turn signal, or going 50 in the fast lane? Or are you the one watching your blind spot, keeping your hands off the phone, turning smoothly and going easy on the brakes? Because if you're the last one, you're a perfect candidate to save money. A lot of money. At Root Insurance, we care about you and how you drive. While other insurers put more weight on your age, zip code, education, and job, we know the most important factor in determining someone's risk on the road is how they actually drive. Sound simple? That's because it is. Here's how it works. Root uses the technology in your smartphone to give you a rate based primarily on how you actually drive, which means good drivers could save hundreds. So if you're a good driver, Root is for you, because we're all about you and how you drive. Disclaimers may apply. See joinroot.com for details.
On a recent episode of the Paychex Business Series podcast, host Gene Marks talks with Mark Cuban about the challenges and opportunities facing small businesses. Listen to this and other great episodes as business owners and industry experts share their take on innovation, the road to recovery, and more at paychex.com/business series.
CVS is your one-stop shop for immunity support and more. This week, select Mucinex and Delsym cold relief products are $15.99. Visit CVS or CVS.com today. Restrictions apply. See CVS.com/weeklyad for details.
Introducing TD Ameritrade's newest trading platform, Thinkorswim Web. It has all the essential tools and trade strategies in a streamlined interface. No download necessary. Thinkorswim Web, trading streamlined. Visit TDAmeritrade.com/thinkorswimweb to get started.
First down and goal. Ends up being a 9-yard penalty. Brady throw it for Evans in his neighborhood. Got it. Touchdown. No player in the NFL has been targeted in the end zone more than Mike Evans over his career. Add another one to the list. Tampa the lead. And Brady retakes the touchdown pass lead over Drew Brees as well.
This ball, look at him. He sees the ball in the air, and he has to dig and dive. Tom Brady's been talking about how good Mike Evans is, and he felt responsible for not getting him more balls so far this season. He knows he makes plays whenever he gives them a chance. He had one-on-one.
All right, everybody, welcome back to the program. That audio was courtesy of Monday Night Football, ESPN, and the National Football League. And you heard it. That was Tom Brady throwing a touchdown pass to one of his key receivers on offense, Mike Evans. And I have a gentleman that covers the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. We're going to recap the Bucs win over the Giants on Monday Night Football and look ahead to a grudge match against a future Hall of Fame quarterback in part two of their rivalry. We want to welcome to the program, he's the co-host of the Locked On Bucs podcast, and also a writer for Bucs Nation, which is SB Nation's blog dedicated to Tampa Bay Buccaneers content, Mr. David Harrison. David, welcome to the program.
Hey, thanks for having me. How are you?
I'm well in yourself, man. Thank you again for taking time out of your busy schedule to be on the program. So you heard the audio. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers beat the New York Giants on Monday night. We're going to get into Tom Brady and all of those things in just a moment. But, David, the Bucs got off to a very slow start in the first half, but they got it going as the game progressed. They were able to gel and get things going and get things together. Tell me, in your opinion, what were the keys to victory for the Bucs over the Giants?
Really, it's just about perseverance, and that's anything. You know, anytime an NFL team faces adversity on the field, that's what it's going to boil down to, is just relying on each other, having confidence in each other, the players. Understand the coaches are watching everything and taking all their, you know, their input into account, and going to make the key adjustments that they need to make in order to put the players in position to be successful, and just keep plugging away at the game plan and keep trusting in the game plan, doing your part, doing your job, and trusting that everything's going to come together. And that's really what happened on Monday night there for the Buccaneers. Came out, like you said, in that first half, really kind of sluggish, almost looked like they didn't really have a lot of juice coming into that primetime matchup. And you wonder if weather, if the absence of fans maybe played a part into that. Then as the game kind of continued to go, they just kept plugging away and just doing little things here, doing little things there, and then just being ready to make the play, especially on those two Daniel Jones interceptions when the opportunity was there to be made. So they made those plays, and those two plays specifically obviously are key to that victory, as well as some of those other plays like that Mike Evans touched.
I want to get now into the Bucs offense, David, because, again, Tom Brady, as you said, he was able to find his stride and able to get going in the second half. Running game has been – we're going to get more into Tom and the receivers in just a moment, but I want to get into another key component of their offense is the running game. We've seen the combination of Leonard Fournette and Rojo Ronald Jones. Give me your take on how the running game has performed so far in this season.
Yeah, I mean, there's moments where you see the running game really kind of take off and really kind of take over the game and really become something that the Buccaneers can ride and the Buccaneers offense can rely on to take some of that pressure off of Tom Brady, especially as these receivers get healthy or, you know, try to get healthy. But then at other times you kind of see them kind of bogged down a little bit and really not be too effective. You know, it's kind of a ride the hot hand type of thing when they're both healthy. In the three games that Leonard Fournette really wasn't able to play in, whether he was active or not, you saw Ronald Jones rip off three straight 100-yard rushing games. And that kind of gave a little bit of a clue that maybe the Buccaneers were going to lean on Rojo a little bit more. But then as Leonard Fournette has come back the last 2 weeks healthy, you see that they've gone to him. He's out-touched Ronald Jones in the last two games. And the Buccaneers running game just, they kind of lack a little bit of that pop. But you have to give a little bit of time for a guy like Leonard Fournette to get into the system, get used to what they're doing, get comfortable with it. Because as soon as he got here to the Buccaneers, he got hurt almost immediately, missed some time. So he's now just kind of coming back. And we'll really kind of see how they balance the two out. Because with Ronald Jones' athleticism and speed, his ability to find holes, and then Leonard Fournette's ability to punish defenders and actually underrated for ability to catch the ball out of the backfield, it's definitely a duo the Buccaneers are looking to rely on as they get through November into December and then hopefully the playoffs.
Definitely so. You know, when we're marching into we're in November now, and the running game is definitely going to have to step up. I'm looking at the stats in the Giants game. Fournette had 15 carries for 52 yards, and then Rojo, Ronald had 7 carries for 23 yards. So now the running game. Now let's talk about the receivers. Mike Evans, Monday night, 5 catches, 55 yards, and a touchdown. Also, Jaden Mickens and Scotty Miller did his part. But Rob Gronkowski, people, David, have been waiting for Gronk to finally click. In the last several games, Brady and Gronk have finally got – they finally had their chemistry going again like they had in New England. Give me your take on Gronk and his performance Monday night and what do you have plans for him going forward?
You know, I mean, I think Rob Gronkowski's game kind of speaks for itself. And he's the player he's always been, and he's going to do the things that he's always done. It was just a matter of him getting into the system again, breaking that rust, taking that year off. He talked about it himself, that his body felt probably the best it has in a really long time. And you know that he's had that injury history. So taking that year off and allowing his body to really fully heal was definitely important. But at the same time, you're still talking about a guy who missed a year of football, missed a year away from Tom Brady. Both come back and reunite, and that's fantastic, but there's a truncated training camp, no preseason. So really, as you kick off the year week one in New Orleans, and when the two of them are one, getting real real hands-on application of the offense together for the first time, they're having to reconnect to each other after missing, like I said, the last year, and then Rob just getting back into football shape and getting back used to running the routes, you know, throwing down the blocks, doing everything that he's got to do as an NFL tight end. And then, like you said, it kind of took a little bit of a runway, but then over the past few years.
Hello, David, are you still there? All right, he got off. Well, like what he was saying before, you know, I asked him about Rob Gronkowski and everything that has happened with him. Again, it's taken some time. It's taken a lot of time, and you know, again, as he mentioned, there was no preseason due to the current circumstances with COVID. And so they have to find their way on the offensive side. And definitely they're trying to get it together. They're trying to get things together. And it looks like that Gronk and they're putting the pieces together and try to make things happen. Also, some great wide receivers that they have on their team with the likes of Scotty Miller. Also, Jaden Mickens has played very well throughout the course of this season thus far. Brady seems to be getting it together. We're going to get David back on in just one moment. So certainly, what can you say? Somebody that is obviously someone that's capable of getting the job done. I'm also going to ask him more about Bruce Arians and what's going to take place from here on out. And, you know, Tampa Bay is definitely getting their chops together. They're definitely
You're a small business. You work hard, but you don't have a huge marketing budget, and you're always looking for new ways to find customers. Have you ever thought about audio? You're listening to an ad right now, aren't you? Introducing AudioGo, a new online platform that lets you run ads on the top podcast and digital radio stations. Don't have a radio ad? We'll make one for you. Sign up for free today at audiogo.com. AudioGo, audio advertising made simple.
Getting where they need to be. Let me try to get David back on as far as the offense is concerned. David, are you back with us?
Hey, Ed, I'm back.
Okay, no problem. Sorry to finish what you were saying about Gronk.
Yeah, you know, just seeing the time that it took for him to, you know, especially with the absence of the training camp and the off-season workout schedule to get back up to speed. And that's what you're really seeing right now is given that time to reconnect with Brady, learn the offense with him as Brady is also learning the offense, and then get back into just NFL form. So I think that's really what you're seeing out of Rob Gronkowski, what really everybody kind of expected coming into it. And the plan all along was for Rob to kind of play the number two tight end role to O.J. Howard. But then O.J. Howard coming or missing or having to miss the rest of the season with that ruptured Achilles really kind of threw a wrench into that whole thing. So you can kind of see where the Buccaneers offense is going to go with this two tight end system with 12 personnel being their base package. And now they're kind of going to more three receiver sets, four receiver sets, which I think we'll see even more with the arrival of A.B.
I want to stay with receivers for a moment. So now Tampa Bay's got Rob Gronkowski. They've got Mike Evans, also Jaden Mickens has played nicely, and Scotty Miller and Tyler Johnson have stepped up as well. As this interview was airing, David, Antonio Brown has been cleared. He's practicing as we speak, and he's a full go for Sunday's game against the Saints. Tell me what's the status with Antonio and his cohesiveness with his receivers, as well as, of course, we know he has he's pretty tight with Tom, but also how's he adapting to Bruce Arians' system?
I mean, he knows Bruce Arians' system pretty well from his time in Pittsburgh, and the issue or the concerns, I guess, if there are any, really aren't going to be about whether or not Antonio can get with the scheme or the language or anything like that. Just it's the concerns everybody else has, right? Is AB going to show up, or is Antonio Brown going to show up? Are the off-season problems going to reemerge? You know, he still has some pending accusations or charges coming up, and that's something that the legal process is going to have to deal with, and the team is going to have to respond in kind to what the legal process does. So those are all things that they're going to have to worry about on the tail end. What you know about Antonio Brown is what everybody else says about Antonio Brown, whether it comes from Pittsburgh, you know, his short time there with the Raiders in Oakland, and then even with the New England Patriots, that he's a hard worker, he's a passionate guy who wants to win, he wants to be the best. And what he's walking into is a wide receiver group with Mike Evans, Chris Godwin, Scotty Miller, and all those guys that just want to win. You know, a lot is being said about Mike Evans. He's got a 1,000-yard season streak going on right now. Every single year in his career, he's had 1,000 yards receiving. Doesn't look like it's probably going to happen this year. But Mike Evans will tell you himself, he doesn't care about the 1,000-yard streak as long as the team wins. Mike Evans has never played playoff game in the National Football League. That's what he wants season to do it, and he'll happily do it. And that's the room that AB is walking into. So as long as AB walks in and is part of that program, which I don't believe that Tom Brady would have rallied for him, I don't think Bruce Arians would have agreed to bring him on board if that wasn't the AB they were expecting to get. Now, the question is the AB they're expecting going to be the one that shows up?
Always a mystery with Antonio Brown. Stay tuned for that. And speaking of staying tuned, a lot of teams have stayed tuned to Tampa Bay's defense. Currently, they're among the best in the National Football League. You've got Antoine Winfield. Devin White has been a stud on the defensive side. Jason Pierre-Paul is an experienced guy bringing that Super Bowl experience from the New York Giants. Also, you've got a Levante David and a Shaquille Barrett, and also Ndamukong Suh. And so Tampa Bay's defense has really come on strong since week one. Just give me your take on the Bucs defense and what's the outlook on them going forward.
I think when you look at the Buccaneers defense, you see an incredibly young and incredibly talented group. That still looks like an incredibly young but incredibly talented group every once in a while. And that's something that coming out of that game against the Giants, you know, a lot of people talked about Jamel Dean biting on double moves, falling behind Darius Slayton a lot on a lot of those routes. And, you know, if Daniel Jones could have taken advantage of some of that space that Slayton was able to get on Jamel Dean, then it could have been a completely different game, a completely different outcome. That's just kind of part of the youth of it. You know, Jamel Dean is an incredibly athletic, incredibly fast, and incredibly aggressive. And those are some of the things that make him fit Todd Bowles' system so well. And it's part of the things that made him so successful at grade room. Jamel Dean has kind of come out smelling like roses more often than not. He went this week from playing about 35 to 47 or so snaps per game to playing 74 snaps. And that's an incredible jump. And, you know, from the outside looking in, it looks like it was basically to match speed with speed with Darius Slayton out there. And overall it worked. I mean, they came out with a win. Darius Slayton didn't, you know, have a killer game, didn't go off for two or three touchdowns. So at the end of the day, you have to say it worked. It worked. However, when you go back and look at the film, you still see some of that youth, some of that inexperience come out with that athleticism. And that's really what they're working on. And what Todd Bowles is doing is trying to accelerate the growth and maturation of that young defense, while some of the more experienced guys like Levante David and Dominican too continue to hold it down and anchor the rest of the defense.
Well, speaking of you mentioned about Ndamukong Suh and the rest of those guys anchoring the defense. Tom Brady, he's anchored the offense for Tampa Bay. When the end of the season happened and we knew the Brady and Belichick relationship that was over with in New England after 20 seasons of being up in Foxborough, Super Bowls and AFC championships and just a list of accomplishments, Brady puts himself out on the market for free agency. There were a couple of teams that he was interested in, the Chargers, the Saints, which we'll get to in a moment, but he lands on the Gulf Coast in Tampa. What was your reaction? This is a two-part question, David. What was your reaction when you found out that Tom was headed to Tampa? And then the second question is, what were your expectations of him?
When we first started hearing about the news that Tom Brady might actually leave New England, I think I was like a lot of people, especially in January, maybe early February, didn't really believe it, didn't really think that there would be an NFL reality where Tom Brady wasn't a Patriot and playing with Bill Belichick as the head coach. But then as we got further into, the end of winter and kind of nearing the beginning of spring, and you really kind of started believing that this could actually be something in March where Tom Brady would be playing for a new team, you looked around, and everybody was trying to guess kind of the priorities. Like, did he want to live in California where, the modeling scene is a lot better for his wife? Or, what were their primary motivations and what was Tom's primary motivations? And if you follow Tom Brady through his career, whether go back to college in Michigan or during his time in the NFL with the Patriots, Tom Brady's focused to win as many games as he could, to win as many championships as he could, and to prove everybody who doubted him wrong, whether it be the coach that benched him at one point in Michigan, started another guy over him, whether it be everybody that passed on him in the NFL draft that resulted in him getting drafted as late as he did, and whether it be the people who left him sitting on the bench until an injury kind of forced him into the spotlight. Whatever it is, whatever he needed to carry with him, Tom Brady has carried a chip on his shoulder throughout his entire career. Now, even though he's called the GOAT and everybody says he's the greatest, he still plays and he still prepares and practices like he's being doubted because, unfortunately, there are actually people still doubting him. This week I've heard somebody on the show talk about how Tom Brady's arm looks like it's lost a lot of juice and how it's dead, but yet he's one of the top NFL quarterbacks this season in deep ball passing. So, the two really kind of don't jive. So that's the kind of thing that Tom Brady brings to the field here. And what was the rest of your question?
Okay, well, I was asking, what was your expectations of him when he landed in Tampa?
Yeah, that's right. So the expectations when he arrived, you kind of had that calm curiosity because there's a lot of leaders on this team. You talked about JPP. Devin White was the guy that was going to emerge. Levante David has been here for a while. Fence has really kind of always been missing that leader by example. So Jameis Winston, an amazing charismatic character, amazing leader. You want to follow him, and trust me, when you're around him in person, when you meet him, when you talk to him, everything that he says, you just kind of want to believe it and you want to buy into it. And it's not that he's selling a bill of goods that he doesn't believe in himself. But at the end of the day, some of the production, especially the turnover, just didn't match the message that he was delivering. But as Tom Brady comes in, maybe a little bit less charismatic, right? Automatically, he kind of has that more of a steely-eyed leadership mentality than Jameis Winston does with the excitement and the ability to get your blood going really fast. But what Tom Brady brings with him is proven production. That's really what everybody kind of expected him to bring to Tampa. And honestly, through the season, as we've gone through this first half of the season, that's what you see. And week to week, you can see other players and team getting better and better and better because of it, whether it's the penalties. Go back to earlier in the season, the penalties were a problem those first 3 or 4 weeks. But then as you go on, you see that in the fifth, sixth, seventh, second quarter of the season, those penalties start to become less and less of a problem. And because of it, especially a unit like the offensive line starts to gel better, starts to play as a unit better, even though only one member of that offensive line is different than the offensive line Jameis Winston was playing with. So a little bit of the effect you see there. That's exactly what we've gotten now in the back half of the season. You're expecting this team to take another step or two. This New Orleans game is going to be a big measuring stick. Kansas City is going to be an even bigger measuring stick as you get into, again, the final stretch of the season into the playoffs.
I got to be lighthearted for a moment. You think Tom moves down to Florida because of no state income tax?
I mean, listen, he's got plenty of money, but you can't necessarily rule it out. I don't think he did it because of it, but you can't say that it wasn't at least on the list of perks, with moving down to Florida. But, he had a lot of reasons, and for one, he wanted to stay on the East Coast as much as possible. And I know Florida's obviously down south, but it's still on the eastern part of the country, so it's a little bit of an easier travel when he needs to go up in New England area.
All right, let's stay with Tom for a moment. There's a report that came out shortly after he signed with Tampa Bay that if Drew Brees had retired, he would have interested in playing for Sean Payton and the New Orleans Saints. Give me your take on that report, because I know Bucks fans are probably like, oh, thank God that TB12 is with us. But actually, right before training camp and right before the season had started, that there was that Tom Brady had a strong interest in playing for the New Orleans Saints if Drew Brees had retired. Just kind of give me your take on that.
Yeah, I mean, when Tom went out there looking for his new team or trying to consider what other teams he might want to play for, he was looking for winners. He was looking for a team that was going to help him and that he could come help get over the hump and get to that Lombardi Trophy. And that's what really this whole thing is about. He wasn't ever going to go to, you know, just for argument's sake, a New York Jets franchise or a Jacksonville Jaguars franchise. He wasn't interested in coming in and being the face of a franchise that, you know, was in a rebuilding process or just help himself in tickets for a couple of years due to his name. He wanted to go to a place that he knew that the team was focused on winning, that the management, the general manager, head coach, and the ownership, honestly, too, was focused on winning, because ownership has a lot to play with it, too. I mean, you look at some of these teams and you wonder why they have so much salary cap space when their roster isn't full of talent, and some of that's on ownership, you know. And the Buccaneers kind of fit the bill for all those things. And you heard about some other teams. I don't know, like the Titans were considered or were talked about being an area that he might consider going to, the Raiders, I think, at one point, the Chargers, another one teams. And, I mean, some of them aren't necessarily, you know, up there in the standings, talent on those teams. And that's kind of what they all have in relation with each other. They all have that to deliver or to offer to a guy like Tom Brady, that they all have that winning platform for a quarterback to come in and execute off of. And you can't fault the guy for looking at the New Orleans Saints and thinking that's an attractive option. They've been a Super Bowl favorite for all this time, especially with Drew Brees, for a reason. So, and if you look at the New Orleans Saints 2020, honestly, if you plug Tom Brady in where Drew Brees is right now, given what's been going on with Drew Brees specifically, even with those injuries to Michael Thomas and Emmanuel Sanders, I think that the Saints probably look like a better contender than they do right now with Drew Brees. And that's no shade to Drew Brees, it just kind of is, you know, it is what it is. Father Time is winning that battle with Drew a little bit better than it is with Tom.
All right, well, speaking of Drew, let's move along now to the next topic. The Bucs' next game is against the NFC South rival Saints. This is Brees-Brady Part 2. This is a grudge match. Brees won Round 1 in Week 1, and now this time this will take place in front of a Sunday night audience in Tampa. And again, the stakes are much higher. The teams are different. As you mentioned, the Saints are being consistent now. Drew is playing fairly well. You know, the arm strength is not what it once was, but he's still playing fairly well. Michael Thomas is expected to return for this game. Emmanuel Sanders is expected to return. He's been cleared off the COVID-19 list. Just give me your take on Bucks and Saints, or more importantly, Brady versus Brees too.
I mean, it's two classic quarterbacks, you know what I mean? Two of the best to do it in their time, one of the best to do it, you know, all time, arguably, in Tom Brady, and Drew Brees is right up there with them, and they're battling each other for that all-time touchdown pass record. And, you know, this game is going to, obviously, that record is going to be something that people are watching in this game, but then there's still plenty of season left to go to see who's going to finish 2020 on top of that list. But, you know, it's a good rivalry. You know, you've got the two NFC South teams that have Super Bowl wins under their belt. So as far as NFC South interdivisional rivalries go, I know the fan bases like to kind of throw that at each other. You know, Bucks and Saints fans like to talk to Panthers and Falcons fans and say, you know, you don't have a championship, we do, and all those things, even though the Yucks and the Aints kind of have the bigger history of being poor NFL franchises. So just kind of the ebbs and flows of everything. But really, at the end of the day, I mean, as much as Tom Brady and Drew Brees are going to be the storyline, they don't face each other. You know what I mean? When Drew Brees is on the field, Tom Brady's on the sideline, and vice versa. It's going to be Drew Brees against the Buccaneers defense, Tom Brady against that New Orleans Saints defense, and then who's going to come out on top of the division. Right now, you know, win for win, I mean, the Saints have already had their bye week, so excuse the numbers and the standings a little bit. But right now, the New Orleans Saints are the tiebreaker because they beat the Buccaneers in Week 1. If they beat the Buccaneers in Week 2, then that's a firm tiebreaker win they have over this team. And not only that, but they catch up in the win column while they stay one loss ahead of the Buccaneers in the loss column, who still haven't had their bye week yet. So that's a huge advantage, and I mean, it's like a one-game advantage, but in reality, it's almost like a two-game advantage, because not only do the Buccaneers have to now match the Saints' record, they've actually got to exceed it because they lose that tiebreaker. Whereas if the Buccaneers win, Now the tiebreaker goes to a different type of level, and it gets a little bit more complicated beyond that. But now the Buccaneers basically erase that tiebreaker advantage the Saints had over them, and they take another win, or they take another advantage in the win column while staying one game ahead in the loss column. And all those things are going to play into it. And again, it's still November, you know what I mean? So it's not necessarily the biggest stretch in the National Football League, but when you get towards the end of December and this thing gets really tight and the Buccaneers or the Saints have a one-game lead on the other or a two-game lead on the other, this game is going to loom large looking ahead to those games.
Before we get into the keys to victory, we talked about Tom Brady, but Drew Brees has been probably – well, Drew Brees, in my opinion, is the greatest free agent, not just in the history of the NFL, but in the history of professional sports. Him and Sean Payton have been joined at the hip for 14 years now. Drew has been the model of consistency, of course, a Super Bowl winner. He's won a Super Bowl MVP, and he's done so much. I know Drew's arm strength is not there, but, David, just can you tell me what – qualities and what essentials does Drew Brees still bring to the New Orleans Saints franchise?
I mean, just his presence, his leadership, and then the cerebral ability he has to be a quarterback in the National Football League. And I think that's something that you can't overstate really for any NFL quarterback. And again, you kind of look back to recent examples, Daniel Jones. Daniel Jones is a young quarterback who physically has the ability to make all the reads. He has the ability to make all the throws on the field. Maybe not as consistently as you want him to, but as long as you have a quarterback that can make every throw on the field, you can work on getting him more consistent. Where Daniel Jones really struggled and what really stood out Monday night is in his decision-making ability and his mental processing as the play is developing. When things don't go well the way you thought they would by how the play was drawn up and your pre-snap reads, when those things fall apart, what do you do as a quarterback? That is what's going to make your team successful or not. That's what guys like Tom Brady, Aaron Rodgers, and especially Drew Brees do better than anybody else in their generation in the NFL right now. Maybe, you know, throw Pat Mahomes and Russell Wilson into that conversation too. You look at those guys, and everyone wants to talk about hand and arm that Patrick Mahomes has and the ability to throw the ball 50, 60 yards down the field, off balance, off platform, you know, and all that. And that's great. Don't get me wrong. It's all amazing. But at the end of the day, he can't throw the ball to the right place, even when it's an amazing throw, if he doesn't have that processing ability that guys like he and Drew Brees have. And that's what Drew Brees brings. It doesn't matter if Drew Brees can only throw the ball, you know, 15 yards from the line of scrimmage with any type of zip. It doesn't matter if he can't hit 40 yards down the field, you know, in an air completion. Because at the end of the day, what you do on the field, your 11 guys versus his 11 guys, when he sees what you're doing, he is going to find a hole in what you're trying to do. He's going to find a receiver in that hole, and he's going to deliver the ball when he needs to, because that mental ability has not gone away, even though maybe the arm has.
All right, so now let's stay with the key. Let's go now to the keys to victory now for Tampa Bay. On defense, the Saints have some stalwarts on their team. They've got Cam Jordan. They've got also David Onyemata, and then we're followed by Malcolm Jenkins, and also Janoris Jenkins has played pretty well as of late. We can't forget about Marshawn Lattimore. And on the offensive side, of course, there's Drew Brees. Michael Thomas and Emmanuel Sanders are expected to return for this game, but they also have Alvin Kamara. What are going to be the keys to victory offensively and defensively for the Bucs if they want to beat the Saints?
So for the Buccaneers offense, it's going to be a matter of protecting Tom Brady. Last time these two teams played, Marcus Davenport wasn't part of the game, and you saw left tackle Donovan Smith get just completely owned by his backup. And that's not something any starting left tackle in the National Football League should ever want to put on record, put on tape, and that's something that Donovan Smith unfortunately put on tape in week one. Was getting dominated by a backup pass rush. Well, the New Orleans Saints have their starter back. So if he got worked by a backup, then what is the starter going to do? And that's exactly where I'm going to be looking on offense. What is Marcus Davenport going to be able to do against Donovan Smith? And then a little bit, Cameron Jordan versus Tristan Wirfs round two, because Tristan Wirfs absolutely stifled Cameron Jordan in the first week in the first matchup of these two teams. Now, at the end of the day, it didn't matter, so I guarantee you Cameron Jordan didn't lose him. To raise his level of play up again, against a guy like Marcus Davenport and keep his quarterback clean on the left side, and Tristan Wirfs can stifle Cameron Jordan on the right side again, then Tom Brady's going to have time to stand in the pocket. He's going to have time to do exactly what we were just talking about with Drew. He's going to be able to process what's going on in the field. He's going to be able to diagnose the defense and just pick them apart. So that's what I'm looking for from the Buccaneers offense, just protecting Brady, especially from those bookends at left and right tackle. For the defense, he's going to be playing disciplined, and that's where you go back to the question you asked me earlier about what I see in the defense. The youth and the athleticism is there, but that youth needs to be overshadowed by that athleticism. That comes down to discipline, because whether it's Michael Thomas, whether it's Emmanuel Sanders, Traquan Smith, Marcus Callaway, whoever it is that the New Orleans Saints have on the field, Jared Cook, Alvin Kamara, Taysom Hill apparently can catch passes. If they allow themselves to get sloppy and play undisciplined defense, then again, Drew Brees is going to see that. He's going to take advantage of it. He's going to punish him for it. And when you have guys that can take 5, 6 yards, 7 yards, 10-yard passes, 60, 70 yards down the field for a touchdown, it doesn't matter how strong your quarterback's arm is, because, again, he's going to find the right play against you, and he's going to make sure that he executes it.
All right. Well, David, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to be on the program. So tell everybody about the Locked On Bucks podcast and what you do as a writer for Bucks Nation.
Absolutely, yeah, man. Happy to be here. Thanks for the invite. And, yeah, like you said, I cover the Tampa Bay Buccaneers for SB Nation over at BucksNation.com. And then I co-host the Locked On Bucks podcast, a daily podcast covering the Tampa Bay Buccaneers for the Locked On Podcast Network.
All right, and then where can they find you on social media? And if you have a website, let them know that as well, whether it be pertaining to you or Locked On Bucks or Bucks Nation. Just give the listeners out there that information.
So on Twitter at dharrison82, that's where you can find me talking football, talking Buccaneers specifically, or really any type of sporting event. I will probably be watching it and talking about it. And then, yeah, bucksnation.com is the website for all the written work. Locked On Bucks is on any podcast platform. If you listen to podcasts, you can find the Locked On Bucks podcast. Just search Locked On Bucks, Buccaneers, Bucks. It doesn't matter. We'll come up.
You heard it from him. He is David Harrison. He is the co-host of the Locked On Bucks podcast, and he's a writer for Bucks Nation, which is SB Nation's blog dedicated to Tampa Bay Buccaneers content. David, thank you so much for being on. If ever you want to come back on, feel free to let us know.
Absolutely. Appreciate you.
No problem, and we'll be back with more right after this.
First down and goal. Ends up being a 9-yard penalty. Brady throwing for Evans in his neighborhood. Got it. Touchdown. No player in the NFL has been targeted in the end zone more than Mike Evans.
.145/92.
180/111.
182/100. And I had a heart attack and a cardiac arrest. And then a stroke.
This is what high blood pressure looks like. You might not feel its symptoms, but the results from a heart attack or stroke are far from invisible or silent.
My memory is shot.
When I woke up, I couldn't speak.
I can't button up a shirt. I can't run.
I've had to learn to swallow again.
That's the only movements that I have. And I'm 33, so I never see this coming.
If I would have followed a treatment plan, I would not be in this situation.
Had I done this, had I done that,
hell, I messed up.
Get back on your plan, or talk with your doctor to create an exercise, diet, and medication plan that works for you. Go to loweryourhbp.org.
Head to toe, everything's changed. Head to toe.
All right, everybody, a big special thank you to David Harrison. He is the co-host of the Locked On Bucks podcast and a writer for Bucks Nation, which is SB Nation's blog dedicated to Tampa Bay Buccaneers content. That's going to do it for another exciting edition of The Robinson Show. I'm your host, Ed Robinson, and remember, put God first in everything you do, and you can't go wrong. Until next time, stick to the script. I'm out. Peace.
Get it. Get it.
Get it.
Get it.
Get it.
Get it. Get it.
Is she gonna get it, Daddy?
She'll get it.
Get it. Get it.
When you bring home a Goodwill fine, you give your whole town a reason to celebrate, because you're also funding local job training and placement programs in tech, healthcare, and more. Goodwill. Bring good home.
At Root,
good drivers save up to 52% on car insurance. That's because we care most about what really matters, your driving. Not your age, not your job, not your zip code. It's how you actually drive that matters most to us. And it's the number one factor that determines your price. That's how good drivers can save up to 52%. Switch to Root today and see how much you could save. Disclaimers may apply. See joinroot.com for details. How's your driving? Like right now? Are you the one texting, putting makeup on, eating a chicken wrap, merging without a turn signal, or going 50 in the fast lane? Or are you the one watching your blind spot, keeping your hands off the phone, turning smoothly, and going easy on the brakes? Because if you're the last one, you're a perfect candidate to save money. A lot of money. At Root Insurance, we care about you and how you drive. While other insurers put more weight on your age, zip code, education, and job, we know the most important factor in determining someone's risk on the road is how they actually drive. Sound simple? That's because it is. Here's how it works. Root uses the technology in your smartphone to give you a rate based primarily on how you actually drive, which means good drivers could save hundreds. So if you're a good driver, Root is for you, because we're all about you and how you drive. Disclaimers may apply. See joinroot.com for details. Root is a new type of car insurance that looks deeper than traditional insurers. By using the sensors in your smartphone to understand how you actually drive, that's how Root is able to give better drivers a better price. Download the Root app today. Disclaimers may apply. See joinroot.com for details. How's your driving? Like right now? Are you the one texting, putting makeup on, eating a chicken wrap, merging without a turn signal, or going 50 in the fast lane? Or are you the one watching your blind spot, keeping your hands off the phone, turning smoothly, and going easy on the brakes? Because if you're the last one, you're a perfect candidate to save money. A lot of money. At Root Insurance, we care about you and how you drive. While other insurers put more weight on your age, zip code, education, and job, we know the most important factor in determining someone's risk on the road is how they actually drive. Sound simple? That's because it is. Here's how it works. Root uses the technology in your smartphone to give you a rate based primarily on how you actually drive, which means good drivers could save hundreds. So if you're a good driver, Root is for you, because we're all about you and how you drive. Disclaimers may apply. See joinroot.com for details. What if your driving was the main factor that determined your car insurance rate? Not where you live or what you look like, not whether you got a degree or not, or what you do for a living, just your driving. Well, we thought it was time to do just that, which is why we built Root Insurance, the first insurance company that bases rates primarily on how you drive, not who you are. Unlike other traditional car insurance companies who rely solely on demographics, Root uses the technology in your smartphone to give you a rate based primarily on how you actually drive, which means good drivers could save hundreds. We care about the things that matter most when it comes to evaluating good drivers: braking, turning, what time of day you drive, and whether you're distracted or not. Here's how it works. Just download the Root app, get on the road. We'll learn your driving behaviors for a few weeks and then give you a quote based primarily on your driving. That's it. Root, we're all about you and how you drive. Disclaimers may apply. See joinroot.com for details. At Root, good drivers save up to 52% on car insurance. That's because we care most about what really matters: your driving. Not your age, not your job, not your zip code. It's how you actually drive that matters most to us. And it's the number one factor that determines your price. That's how good drivers can save up to 52%. Switch to Root today and see how much you could save. Disclaimers may apply. See joinroot.com for details. How's your driving? Like right now? Are you the one texting, putting makeup on, eating a chicken wrap, merging without a turn signal, or going 50 in the fast lane? Or are you the one watching your blind spot, keeping your hands off the phone, turning smoothly, and going easy on the brakes? Because if you're the last one, you're a perfect candidate to save money. A lot of money. At Root Insurance, we care about you and how you drive. While other insurers put more weight on your age, zip code, education, and job, we know the most important factor in determining someone's risk on the road is how they actually drive. Sound simple? That's because it is. Here's how it works. Root uses the technology in your smartphone to give you a rate based primarily on how you actually drive, which means good drivers could save hundreds. So if you're a good driver, Root is for you, because we're all about you and how you drive. Disclaimers may apply. See joinroot.com for details. We're all different, and that means we each drive differently. That's why Root Insurance is all about you, your braking, your turning, how much you drive, or how little. Everything you're doing behind the wheel to make the road a safer place for all of us. Root focuses on what really matters, your driving. In fact, that's the number one factor we use to give you a better price. You, that's what matters. Download the Root app today. Disclaimers may apply. See joinroot.com for details. What if your driving was the main factor that determined your car insurance rate? Not where you live or what you look like, not whether you got a degree or not, or what you do for a living, just your driving. Well, we thought it was time to do just that, which is why we built Root Insurance, the first insurance company that bases rates primarily on how you drive, not who you are. Unlike other traditional car insurance companies who rely solely on demographics, Root uses the technology in your smartphone to give you a rate based primarily on how you actually drive, which means good drivers could save hundreds. We care about the things that matter most when it comes to evaluating good drivers: braking, turning, what time of day you drive, and whether you're distracted or not. Here's how it works. Just download the Root app, get on the road. We'll learn your driving behaviors for a few weeks and then give you a quote based primarily on your driving. That's it. Root, we're all about you and how you drive. Disclaimers may apply. See joinroot.com for details.